I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
A bountiful survey presents, is it cheating?
Okay.
See if your opinion matches the respondents of average everyday Americans.
All right.
Now, this is a deep dive. There's a lot of stuff where you're going to be like, no. But there are people that are like, yes. Yes, it is. Let's start with this one. Following an ex on social media. Is it cheating? Not cheating. It depends. I can't believe that's an answer. That annoys me already. Depends on how often you check it, and just that's cheating.
Just following an ex? Mm-hmm. No, it's not cheating.
Yeah, that's not cheating.
Mm-mm.
I mean, if you're clicking on it every single day.
That's a problem.
You got a problem.
Well, yeah. then, that's a whole other issue, but I mean, just following somebody.
50% say definitely not cheating. 47% said it depends on how often you check your ex's profile and like their posts. 3% said, that's cheating, no questions asked.
Okay. Even if you check it a lot, it's still not cheating. You're just, but your brain probably isn't much in your new relationship. But it's not cheating.
All right, this one. Is it cheating to purposefully neglect to mention your significant other to friends and family? Your choices. It's a little shady, so I'd say it's cheating. B, not cheating. Sometimes you're just not ready to mention them to your loved ones. Or C, not necessarily cheating, but a giant red flag.
Wait, is it cheating because you didn't mention them to loved ones? Like, so if I didn't mention the girl I'm dating to my parents, that's cheating?
That's
just not telling them stuff.
Yeah, who would
that's not
be cheating on?
Now, if you're talking to somebody else and not telling them that you have a girlfriend, that's getting into some sketchy waters,
if you're talking to your ex and not telling them you have a girlfriend, that's not good.
That's all. Yeah, I still don't know that I would consider it cheating, but it's definitely getting sketchy.
It's a red flag.
But if you're not telling your family, that can just be hey, my family gets really in my business the moment they find something out. I just want to make sure this is for real before I mention.
Right.
But if you're intentionally leaving these people out of conversations over and over, that's certainly a conversation that needs to be had.
58% said not necessarily cheating, but definitely a red flag. 35% not cheating. Sometimes you're just not ready to tell someone. 7% it's a little shady, so it's cheating.
Because something is a little shady.
By definition,
it's weird
it's
that
not
you don't
cheating.
Want to tell anybody that you know, but also some people are just private. It's my business. So that's just stupid.
Communicating with an ex's family. Your choices. No, not if you remain close with one of their family members. Choice B, yes, that's weird. Or choice C, not necessarily.
I don't think that's weird.
Yeah, I don't.
It depends on the length of the
usual,
duration of the relationship.
No.
Lots of factors.
Again, it's not cheating, though.
No. I don't understand how anybody could go, that's cheating.
No.
Unless communicating means having sex with.
Right. Or having, you're sexting with your ex-sister in-law or whatever.
Yeah, right. That would be.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless you're doing something that's like cheating, No.
Right.
46% said no if you remain close with another family members. 29% said yes, it's weird. 25% were wishy-washy and said not necessarily. Is it cheating to have a work spouse? A, yes. B, it's fine. C, I don't like the way it feels.
You mean like where people say, this is my work husband. This is yes. my work wife.
I think it's a little bit weird. Unless they're into the, you're both like into the same genders, so to speak. What? Like if it's my gay work husband, you know, like that kind of thing.
I don't really care. Like if they, it'd be like if I called Steve my work husband or something, which I wouldn't do. I just always call my work bestie, but like if it'd be this, like, I don't know.
No.
It wouldn't be a big deal unless they were like, I don't know, like hanging out on the weekends too and not including me. I'd be like, okay, what's
right.
going
yeah,
on
that would
here?
Be weird.
Yeah, yeah.
But I get it. You guys do similar work, or your work, you know, affects one another directly. Or, yeah,
yeah.
But
they're
exactly.
constantly working
I think it'd
directly.
Get weird sure. if you're like, oh yeah, we have lunch every day, and like if you start confiding in someone and sharing a more intimate level of disclosure about your life, that can become a slippery slope.
Yeah, the phrasing in of itself isn't cheating. Yeah.
49% said, I feel weird about it. 30% said, it's fine. And 21% said, it's cheating.
God. These no gray area people. Ridiculous. I bet they're all in really healthy relationships.
Again, right. If you have a work husband or a work wife that you've never mentioned your actual husband or wife to, then yeah, that could be seen as a red flag. Still not even cheating necessarily. Maybe you really are that person that doesn't bring any personal life to work. Fine.
Now, what if,
what
if you came, like, let's say just in our own scenario, Ross comes to our family dinner we're going to have.
Yep.
It doesn't even work with us. All right. So let's say, forget that. You go to a work get together, you know, whatever. And you get there and someone comes up to you and says, oh, you're Janet's husband. Yeah, I'm her work husband, Dave. And you've never heard of Dave in your life. And then you mention it to Janet and she gets a little quiet and goes, oh, yeah, Dave, he's silly. How are you going to feel about that?
Well, I wouldn't like it.
That's weird.
I'd feel a little left out.
Like if somebody says, like, so I can see that. There are scenarios. But yeah, if they're bold enough to go up and find you and say, that's my work wife. And you're like, she's never mentioned you. Well, I wouldn't like that. All right, how about this one? Sending heart, kiss, or wink emojis to someone you probably are attracted to who isn't your significant other.
Depends on what you're hearting or winking about. I mean, if you're just liking a post or something, like people heart those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are actual emojis and conversations.
I think it has to be a text. It can't just be like, hey, so-and-so's ex-girlfriend posted a picture of her new puppy, and he put, like, a heart emoji, like, it's cute. Oh, he's cheating.
That's the thing. Like, on Instagram, if somebody has a story, like, if Kelly posts a story, the default, if I want to like that post, is the heart.
Yeah.
It's weird. That's, like, exactly what Hot Wings just said.
I don't think it was.
It's in the ballpark.
It's about the heart.
But I see what you're saying.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, is it cheating?
That can get into some sketchy area.
50% said yes.
But no, I don't think that's
like
cheating.
If your puppy died that you had and they reached out and said, oh my God, I'm so sorry, and you said thank you with a heart, then it's totally fine.
What if you said thank you with a heart and then wrote send nudes?
And then, yes, that's cheating.
That's probably an issue.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe.
Keeping someone under a fake name in your contacts.
That's not okay.
No, it's totally
definitely
fine.
Cheating, not cheating, or just it's a really bad sign.
I mean,
it's a really bad sign.
Yeah, at minimum, it's a really bad sign.
Right.
I don't think it's cheating. I think you have to cheat. You know what I mean? But
I think if you're changing somebody's name in your phone, the intention is there. You've already done it.
That's that's real sketchy though.
If you're afraid to share it, if you have to change it because you're afraid you'll get caught, that's a bad sign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even if you haven't done anything wrong yet, you're just already showing somebody that you're on the way there.
50% said it's a bad sign. 48% said it's definitely cheating. And 2% said, it's fine. It's all good.
No, I would not be good with that.
I mean, what if you don't actually know the person's name? Like, there are definitely people well, that I've put in my phone. It's like, John Roofing Guy.
Well, that's not exactly a fake name. That's yeah. a, I too yeah. dumb to know what it is.
I used to have...
If it's Janet, but you list her as Mike, that's a different thing.
At younger stages of our career where we were more... where I was a little more panicky, I used to have the other general managers of the other radio clusters in town that at the time they were kind of flirting with us, trying to get us to move there. And so I had them both listed as fake names in my phone because I didn't want it to ever ring and show and have people be like, oh, I knew it.
Yep.
Cause some trouble. But it just, they just would have thought that I was friends with old basketball players no one ever heard of because that's what I did. I listed them as that. Like, nobody's heard of that guy. All right, is it cheating if you follow a bunch of hot people on social media and like all of their posts?
No.
Are they, well, no.
One, definitely cheating. Two, 100% not cheating. Or three, it's not cheating, but it's not great. Boy, they really leave that wiggle in there on all of them.
No, it's not cheating.
No, it's not cheating. Lots of people look at attractive people on social media.
Yeah. 3% said definitely cheating.
God, those are just...
Those people are struggling.
A handful.
I have social media because I want to look at attractive things and attractive people.
Yeah, that's like that's the type of person where somebody attractive walks by and you like glance at them and they yell at you for it.
I need to be reminded of
my God
where I am and where these people are.
Yeah, and chances are if you have been liking a picture or a video or a reel or whatever of some hot girl working out, I probably saw it too. Probably like, dang, where'd you get those shorts? They make your butt look amazing.
This text, come on, it's totally normal for Pizza Hut to text me WYD at 2 a.m.
Totally normal.
Let's see. Is it cheating to purposefully neglect to mention that you have a significant other while you are talking to an attractive person? I mean,
no, it's not cheating.
Purposely?
It's not nice, though.
No, but it's still, it's not cheating.
No, it's definitely not cheating. But if you have a significant other and you are talking to someone that is attractive or that you are attracted to and you intentionally leave them out.
What are you talking about, though?
Yeah, what are you talking about? And also, have they said, do you have a significant other? And if your answer is no, okay, now that's different than if you just, you know, what are you supposed to do? Go, well, you're attractive. I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, if I go to get a cup of coffee and the person is insanely attractive, do I have to say, hi, I'd like a large black coffee. This is for me, not for my wife.
Oh, you want to know my name? Just put taken.
I think it's more for like when you're.
Yeah, but this is more fun.
That's a boring example.
Intentionally.
Yeah. Well, they're not being specific enough of their scenarios.
We should do that and record it sometime when we're all getting food on the road. Like every time one of us checks out, go, hi, can I get a number two? Just ketchup and mustard on the cheeseburger. And just so you know, I'm married.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this married man would like a Big Mac.
Hey, this girlfriend magnet here would like some fries.
This engaged one right here. Getting married. That's right. I would like a number two.
This one. This from an audience member, from a listener. Is it cheating if someone has two Facebook accounts, but they're only friends with their spouse on one of them? It's certainly very sketchy.
It's a red flag for sure.
Why would you have two? And why would you not be a friend of yours?
Yeah, I mean, what's the other Facebook account? Is it just like, I love Corvettes or something like that she hates?
Like, do you have one for Second Chance Jeeps or you have one for you and Kyle's podcast, Steve?
Yeah.
Is Annette allowed to be friends with those Facebook pages?
I'm positive she doesn't follow either of them, but that wasn't my choice.
But if you had another one that was like Steve with a PH.
Right. Yeah.
But have you tried to follow her from Second Chance Jeeps?
I'm not sure.
Oh, well, see, you sketchy dirtbag.
Let's see.
You and your podcast husband.
25% say if you don't say you have 25% said if you don't say you are attached to someone when you are talking to an attractive person, then you are cheating.
Like y'all said, it's got to come up in right. some way.
Yeah, they,
like,
yeah.
If they ask you a question like, oh, what'd you do this weekend? And you talk about everything you did that you had done with your partner but left them out so this attractive person doesn't think you have somebody you were with all weekend, then yes, that's messed up. But yeah, I'm not just going to walk up to the little water dispenser and be like, hey, how you doing? I have a fiance. I'm engaged.
Yes.
Show your ring.
It could feel a little presumptive.
Yeah. Like, yes. Hey, you're attractive. I should tell you I'm taken.
Ring here. Ring.
Now we can have a conversation.
Ring on the finger.
Can you imagine that?
Oh.
Hey, listen, we're both pretty attractive, and I can see you vibing for me.
Oh, no.
So I just need to let you know that I'm married happily. Thanks. Right. I mean, I hope that doesn't ruin your day. Could you do that?
Could I do that?
Yes.
No.
Sure you could. Steve's leaving early. Don't you think he should go do that before?
Yeah.
Like go to the coffee joint down there.
But it's got
to
be a really attractive man so you can say, I hate to dry your drawers out, but I'm married, so.
Hate to have
that only makes the heart grow fonder.
Hey, friend. Hate to see you cry at work on a Monday, but I'm taken.
Taken guy here.
All right. Do you want to do more? Is it cheating?
Yes.
I mean,
sure.
So far, they're all cheaters. That's what we've learned.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.